Pelham today received the following letter supporting the raising of urban hens. We used to have 6 hens in urban Fonthill, but this spring the town of Pelham made us rehome them. They were meticulously cared for, along with our backyard oasis of perennials, ornamental trees and vegetable garden. All our neighbors loved them. It only took one faraway neighbor to complain that we had them. There was enough distance that they were of no consequence to this neighbor. I am reaching out so that people know council is ignoring those of us in favor of urban and rural hens. They are about to pass a new bylaw that prohibits hens on any property less than 1 acre, in all residential areas. Only agricultural land will not be affected by this bylaw. For those who have 1 acre or more, there will be a limit of 6 hens, no roosters, no free ranging, a $100 license fee, large setback distances from lot line, and only 1 co-op run. What if your hens need to be separated? Too bad, I guess. These specifications were recommended by the newly appointed Agricultural Committee. I have done a ton of work and research, proving that urban hens are not a significant risk to the spread of avian flu, public health, property value or residents' enjoyment of their backyards. In total, I have submitted 11 pages of referenced research. Urban hens are housed with specifications and held to higher standards of cleanness than you typically see in the country. A veterinarian and university professor at the University of Guelph, who specializes in avian epidemiology, supports urban hens, and assures people that urban hens will not be the cause of the next pandemic. Guelph, Kitchener and Waterloo allow urban hens, as well as a growing list of Ontario cities. Provincial and federal government agencies and poultry boards of Canada and Ontario put out recommendations for the safe keeping of urban hens. They do not ban or recommend against them. Avian flu outbreaks are way down this year. Only 4 outbreaks, compared to 26 this time last year. Of last year's total 43 outbreaks, all but 4 were in commercial farms. The 4 small flock outbreaks could have been any flock with under 300 birds, as that is the definition of a small flock. I did a petition that gained 350 Pelham resident signatures. I have only been made aware of 5 or 6 naysayers. At town council meetings, we have done 2 presentations and had 16 supporters attend during working hours. Regular council meetings are being held at 9 a.m. on weekdays, making it hard for many people to attend. Multiple supporters, including a local business owner, have emailed their support to council and town staff. I do not know how many emails they have received against urban chickens, but I do know that no naysayers have done a petition, got up to speak or attended council meetings. July 26 at 9 a.m., at the Meridian Center, will be the council meeting where they decide the fate on urban and rural hens. Pamela DeFazio, Fonthill.